I don't know if Mark is a man who needs no introduction, but he's way too modest to want one. So I'm going to just let him go.
All right. Thank you. Hi. I'm Mark Spreitzer. I've been a member of this church since 2006 with my wife, Natalie, and we attend this congregation with our two children, Ethan and Autumn. I'm a professional biologist, and I currently teach courses at Middlebury College. When I think back to when my interest in biology began, I think growing up in Missoula, Montana, with my parents, who encouraged me to get outside. My parents actually happened to be visiting today from Montana. As a boy, I did a lot of things you'd expect a Montanan to do. Hiking, camping, fishing, and all those things kindled my interest in the natural world. Today, my research focuses on age-related memory loss, including Alzheimer's disease. But part of me is still that little kid in Montana who loved to play in the irrigation ditch that went by our house. At about this time of year, before the water was in the ditch and it started flowing, you could go out in that ditch and play in the mud. Really thick, oozy mud, the kind of mud that you got your shoes stuck in. If you looked under rocks or chunks of ice, you could find crayfish, little minnows, beetles, worms, all kinds of really cool creatures. That joy of discovering what lies under rocks eventually led me to Darwin's theory of evolution. Thinking about evolutionary time spans is like thinking about the vast distance between the stars. It pushes the imagination. We sing a lot in this church about the spirit of life, which has always kind of confused me a bit because I find it highly unlikely that spirits even exist. But perhaps the spirit of life is a name for all the beauty and complexity of the living world, along with the amazing evolutionary process that has led to modern biodiversity. That is something worth singing about. It is difficult not to feel awe when staring up at the canopy of a tropical rainforest, snorkeling over the colorful beauty of a tropical reef, or looking down upon a Vermont forest in the fall from a mountaintop. And possibly most amazing of all, evolution has, against very long odds, led to us, human beings, who are capable of contemplating the beauty of all living beings and the meaning of our existence. So, what I'd like to do now is basically a guided meditation or a contemplative exercise to encourage you to think about the magnitude of evolutionary time. It's a variation of an exercise that I use with my vertebrate biology class. I'm going to read four short stanzas, followed by about a minute of contemplation. I'll start each with a chime. And each statement is going to encourage you to stretch your mind further and further into deep time. So relax, kind of get into your meditative stance, put your feet on the ground, arms on your lap, relax your neck, shrug your shoulders, close your eyes if you wish, think about your breathing, let it slow down a bit. When did your story begin? Sperm fuses with egg. Dad's DNA fuses with mom's DNA. That DNA copies itself. The new cell divides again and again. A solid, bubbly mass of cells forms. The ball hollows out, looking like a freshly plucked raspberry. Pockets of cells fold inward. Three layers of cells form. These layers become skin, stomach, muscles, bones, lungs, heart, and mind. All the organs of the body. Gills form and then disappear. A tail grows, then shrinks away. Vestiges of our earlier forms of life. 9 months of cell division lead to 2 trillion highly organized cells. A surge of hormones in the mother. Birth. A new baby cries out, breathes its first breath. When did your story begin? When did your story begin? Consider your parents' lives. They were children once. They played, grew into adults, led complex lives, grew older. Did you know your grandparents? Consider their lives. Where did they live? What was important to them? Imagine your ancestors' lives. How far back can you stretch your imagination? Hundreds of years? Thousands of years? What were those ancestors' lives like? They were born, loved, lived, just like you. When did your story begin? When did your story begin? Cave paintings in France date back 30,000 years. What was life like in the frozen northern hemisphere during the last ice age? What was life like for hunter-gatherers on the arid plains of Africa? The glaciers of the last ice age began to recede 15,000 years ago. We Homo sapiens evolved from a common ancestor in Africa 200,000 years ago. Consider that time span compared to the length of your life. 2,000 or more lifespans. Early Homo sapiens walked upright like you, which freed up their hands to do things. They also had big brains. Big brains and hands led to tool use, agriculture, art, even science. When did your story begin? When did your story begin? The first human-like beings appeared on Earth 2.6 million years ago. 2.6 million years. That's 26,000 long lifespans. The first monkeys evolved 65 million years ago. The first fuzzy mammals evolved from lizard-like ancestors 210 million years ago. 210 million. The first amphibian-like creatures crawled out of the seas chasing bugs to eat about 360 million years ago. Fish first evolved jaws 488 million years ago. The first worm-like creatures with backbones appeared 542 million years ago. Over 500 million years. The first animals appeared on the planet about 600 million years ago. The first little single-celled creatures with cells kind of like yours appeared on Earth 2 billion with a B years ago. 2 billion years. The first life on Earth, tiny wriggling bacteria, appeared 3.8 billion years ago. Consider one more time the extraordinarily brief speck of your own lifespan. When did your story begin? Thank you.